You see how Jesus is the go-between between you and the Father, how he steps in and he pleads your case. He is the one who is a mediator, and he is called the righteous one. This priest is unlike the ones who failed before, who could not live up to perfection. This is not a priest who had to cleanse himself of his own sin or put on special vestments and cover his sin and guilt. No, this is the righteous one, the holy Son of God. And he didn't just enter in the picture of heaven, as the writer to the Hebrews says, the sanctuary where the great high priest would go on the Day of Atonement. He wouldn't just take the blood of some lamb or bull or goat and sprinkle it on the atonement seat, the footstool of God. The Lamb of God was offered up before the very throne of God for the world, for you.
This message is from Rock of Ages Lutheran Church in Payson, Arizona. January 18th, 2026. 1 John chapter 2, verses 1 through 2.
Knowing someone's identity is pretty important. I've always enjoyed those commercials where they have a celebrity trying to promote a credit card company and letting you know that you can purchase with their credit card just about anywhere in the world, and the purchasing power will be widespread and you can rely on it. So the celebrity is telling you how great that credit card is. But then they get to their fraud protection part, and the celebrity comes up to a counter to make their payment. And the person that's processing the payment recognizes them and is excited. There's a celebrity checking out. And when they show their credit card, they say, "Can I see some ID?" Well, having identity verified and knowing your identity can be very important. And today we continue our series looking at Jesus's identity. Last week we saw how his identity was revealed in his baptism, and we read this morning how John pointed him out. He is the Christ, the chosen one. And as God's anointed, his chosen one, he is identified as the Savior. But what kind of Savior and how? Today we look and see how he makes a good payment. His payment is covered, and that payment will be secure across this world for those who are in him. He is our priest. But he's unlike any other priest. We can be sure that his identity is secure and our payment is good. To begin with, we have to really understand what it is to be a priest. Why did God give the people in the Old Testament this office of the priesthood? We see it established as God appoints the sons of Aaron and of the tribe of Levi to serve as priests. Well, what exactly is a priest? We see descriptions as we look in the Old Testament. They are those who do a lot of different roles. Priests were those who, first of all, themselves had to be holy. That is, they had to go through a process of putting on the right clothes to cover themselves, wearing the right vestments. They had to wash in the ceremonial basin to make sure that they were clean. They had to follow ritual practices to avoid uncleanliness and contamination. And yes, they had to be born into the right family, and chosen and appointed for their task. So we know that the priests were standing out from the people in that way, but for what purpose? Well, the priests, we're told, were to instruct and teach the people in God's word. They were to be a go-between between the people and their God. They were to offer up prayers on behalf of the people, and probably most crucially, when we look at the role of a priest, we see they were those who would offer up what could be called propitiation, or a sacrifice that makes a payment. We call it, in some of our translations, an atoning sacrifice. And then there was that great day of atonement where just one priest would come. And on behalf of the people, he would take what was called the atoning lamb and the bull and the goat, and he would take the blood and he would sprinkle the blood over what is translated in some Bibles the atonement seat, the atonement cover, which represented the footstool of God, the offering made at the feet of the Father to pay for sins. Well, we see in John's letter writing to the Christians, pointing us out that there is a priest who comes from Israel unlike any other. When we look at this, we might say, well, how is this fair that Israel gets a priest, but all throughout the scriptures, they were pointing to and leading us to a greater priest, one for you. Not just a priesthood that functioned in ancient Israel long ago, not just a priesthood for the tribes of Judah and the tribes of Israel. No, he's a priest that was long foretold. You guys probably remember we read from Isaiah 49, the priest introduced himself saying, "The Lord has chosen me." And that priest came, and the Father looked on him and said, For you, it's too little to be simply a priest for Israel. No, you're going to be one for the nations and for the world. This priest came not because Israel deserved them. In fact, far from it. This priest came despite the fact that the priesthood of Israel turned towards wickedness and forgot his ways. And then you might say to yourself, well, maybe this priest is coming for the rest of the world because we're so much better than Israel. But no, the scriptures declare and make clear, Israel failed to show that we all have failed. And lost, we have no mediator, no go-between between us and our God. How could we approach him? That's why the priesthood was there. God was teaching the people how it is impossible for us, on our own accord, to approach his holy throne, to come even before his feet and offer up a sacrifice, a payment. The only payment that can be given is the just sentence on sinners. And the curse, death, and being treated as the enemies of God. We need a priesthood. We need a mediator. And so the Father sent his Son. And when that Messiah, the chosen one, came, he didn't just come for the people in the Jordan River. He came for you. For all the times where you feel, can I approach God? John the Apostle reminds you, he saw. Because John the Baptist pointed to that man, Jesus, and said, "Look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." Do you feel the guilt that makes you hidden and separate from God? He came for the world. Do you wonder if you can approach the throne of God? You don't have to, because there's a sacrifice that was offered up on your behalf. And there it is, that man, as we read in Colossians, the Word, fully human but fully God in human flesh, the perfect sacrifice. John describes him here like unlike any other priest. He says, we have an intercessor, translated here advocate. We have an intercessor who speaks when we sin on our behalf. You see how Jesus is the go-between between you and the Father, how he steps in and he pleads your case. He is the one who is a mediator, and he is called the righteous one. This priest is unlike the ones who failed before, who could not live up to perfection. This is not a priest who had to cleanse himself of his own sin or put on special vestments and cover his sin and guilt. No, this is the righteous one, the holy Son of God. And he didn't just enter in the picture of heaven, as the writer to the Hebrews says, the sanctuary where the great high priest would go on the Day of Atonement. He wouldn't just take the blood of some lamb or bull or goat and sprinkle it on the atonement seat, the footstool of God. The Lamb of God was offered up before the very throne of God for the world, for you. Jesus, the Son of God, paid a price so great, giving his life, shed his blood on the cross to cover, to atone, to make a sacrificial payment for your sin. The Apostle John makes it clear to his readers, don't just stop there. He is the atoning sacrifice, the propitiation, the payment sacrifice for our sins. You can breathe a sigh of relief. The sacrifice was good. He rose. But then John goes on, not only for ours, but for the sins of the whole world. Look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, both sacrifice and priest. Jesus is the world's intercessor, the world's perfect sacrifice, the world's atonement. And so you know that feeling of guilt that you have that separates you from your God? John says, if you sin, you've got one who speaks in your defense. You don't plead your own case. You can't come before God. But Christ has. And with that freedom, having the Lamb of God covering our sins with his blood, we can approach the throne of God. And more than that, the world can now approach his throne. God invites us to let this message go out, that he came as a priest for the world. We'll look in a later identity theme how he has made us to share this message as priest. But for now, remember this, your identity now is one who has the payment covered. Your identity now is one who can approach God's throne of grace through Jesus Christ and his sacrifice. And your identity now is one where you will never have a lack of a mediator, but one who loves you so much he gave his very self for you, that you can stand holy before God. We have a new identity. We are those who, as part of this world, are redeemed by Christ, and all those who believe have access to his throne and life eternal. Amen. Now may the Lord of peace himself give you peace at all times and in every way. Amen.